Hey, what is up, guys? Man, it's been a minute. I can't tell you. I don't remember the last time we actually recorded. Solo Dolo episode today with your boy. I haven't done a solo episode in quite a bit of time, so I figured, hey, let's rock and roll. I've been doing a lot of inner work lately, so I think this will come as a really good kind of reflection period. Really want to get my thoughts out, kind of put everything out there in terms of what I've been going through. Also want to kind of challenge you to really think about some of the things I'm going to talk about, and that I am going to address. And it all stems from a book I've been reading. The book is titled Turning Pro. This is a book by Stephen Pressfield. Actually was recommended many, many times before, and I've had this book actually sitting in my bookshelf right over there for almost the last year, and I never touched it. And honestly, it came at the exact time when I needed it. I'm going through a lot of transition periods over what I'm doing in the next steps of my life. Where I'm going with things, what I want to kind of make priorities. And there's a lot of things, and there's some things like holding me back from getting to where I want to get to. So, in terms of, and this book actually helped me come to those realizations. And it called me out on a lot of the behaviors that I need to change to get to where I want to get to. And it kind of follows the book, right? We're turning pro, right? So, how do we become a professional in life? Right. And obviously, I'm not going to say this is my stuff. This is coming from the book, but I'm just reflecting on what I've kind of seen. And the one thing is he always preaches is the things you're going to realize is there's going to be a lot of different emotions within these things when you're turning pro. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, lefts and rights, self-doubt, fear, excitement. Messiness, etc. I've talked about this a few times on the podcast and on my Instagram. You can definitely go see this. Is recently I've been taking a lot of messy action, not really kind of thinking. Now I do think logically, right? But sometimes it's okay to think logically without a sense of fear. I think a lot of people make decisions based upon what they fear most, or actually they lack decision making based upon fear and what will happen if they do make those decisions. So recently I haven't really talked about it, but recently I've my friend has kind of told me that I need to get out of where I am. And I'm moving out of Virginia within the next month and a half. And a big reason why is because I need to surround myself with the environment that I need. And I've purely started to outgrow Virginia, in terms of everything and what it has to offer. My job is fully remote, so I can kind of go anywhere and work that job. And there's no real reason for me to be here when I know I want to be elsewhere. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to kind of feel and understand is getting out of an environment that is not meant for you is probably step one to achieving what you want to get to. Just to kind of give you an example, over a year and a half ago, I moved to Virginia, right? I finally left home. That environment was getting very, very comfortable for me. And that environment was a place where I was able to kind of live, not really had to worry about too much, right? Et cetera, et cetera. Like I lived in my parents' place, so it wasn't like I was worrying about bills or anything like that. Like overall it was just working, gym, eating. Literally, that's it. So taking a step and moving to Virginia, right? When I didn't really have to because my job was still remote, but I needed to level up myself. And so I remember this is actually my first messy action I took is I could have waited a few more months. I could have kept waiting, could have kept waiting, could have kept waiting. But I just decided one day I applied for the place I live at and boom, done. I am here in a month after that. So I kind of planned a whole move within a month and such. And it was a little difficult, but not too difficult because it's my first ever place. Now, this comes at the same time as I need to continue to level up. This is why I am moving to surround myself with the people that care for me most, for the people that I call some of my best friends, that I call family, that are not blood related. And to put yourself into that situation where you're consistently around people who do the things that you want to do and who want to see you succeed and want to put you in a position to succeed is very, very important to me. And I think that's an important decision people need to make, is you need to get uncomfortable. And I was very uncomfortable making this move. I talked to my friend Leah about this. She can vouch how uncomfortable I was when we had this conversation. But why was it uncomfortable? This is it. This is what this book is kind of telling you. It's uncomfortable because it's putting you in a place to achieve the real you and to achieve the life that you want and to achieve what you want. A lot of people do things that follow the grain, the 9 to 5. They follow what their parents said when they got to go to school, the job, etc. Those things have been lined up for years, right? Years. And they consistently live by the expectations of others. And was there some blowback from this decision to move? Absolutely. But it wasn't from my actual parents or anything like that. It was actually from a few other people in my family that I kind of got a good symbol from, where if I don't make these moves, this is where I'm going to end up. And this book kind of helped me realize all of this. And I'm looking at my notes and my reflections, because with reading, I like to make reflections. And the one thing is there's a whole bunch of new opportunities also popping up and new friendships and such that I want to dive more into, because it's what interests me, right? And if it interests you, go after it. That's why I tell people all the time. And I think that that's an important, really kind of key factor to all this, is you have to go after what you want, not kind of go after what other people want for you, right? This is your life. You get one shot at it, right? You get maybe 80-100 years on this earth, right? It's a very, very short time when you're consistently working and you put things on the back burner. Like, and I'm going to go into that, because I think this is what I really want to make this kind of segment about. The next month and a half is really going to be a challenge for me. And I kind of just want to put that out there, because I'm excited for the challenge. I'm excited to see what happens next. I'm excited to see what happens out of this. And it's really kind of, like I said, it's going to transition into me becoming who I am and who I truly want to be, what I truly want to get after, which is coaching, not only just like nutrition training side, but the psychological side. There's things I'm working on in the background that I want to kind of delve into and, you know, kind of think of what I want to do. And I'm realizing there's some things that are holding me back. And one of them is fear, right? The fear of failure, the fear of anything, the fear of judgment. I've always kind of, going back through my past, you know, I've always been someone who, I never really had a ton of friends, a ton of things going on where I always felt like I was being judged in a way, and it kind of made my decision-making a little bit off when I was younger. And I always tried, and then I tried to fit in, right? And you try to fit in, and that never works, right? Because you try to turn what's you into someone else. And so, you know, all these signs I've been getting lately have been telling me that I am on the right path. And it's just like, I've always been terrified of the thoughts of others, of what people thought of me. And I'm starting to let that go. I'm starting to make decisions that I want to do, like, hey, going to the Olympia. Like, that was just like a blown off thing. But you know what? Friend pushed me into that messy action. Dylan, my friend Dylan and Braden, both on the podcast, pushed me into that messy action. My friend Leah is pushing me into messy action that I have to decide. I had to come to this decision. No one else can make that decision for me. You might have friends that have your best interest, but unless you make that choice, You will never get there. And the one thing is, you know, the one thing that stops people is these things called addictions. And I think this is kind of what I wanted to make this whole episode on. And it's me kind of talking through what my addictions are and what's getting in my way. So Stephen Pressfield talks about it in his book. He goes about, we live a shadow life. So kind of like a false sense of who we are. And this is what I mean when you live by expectations of others, when you live your life based upon what others want for you, not what you want. And you start to create this shadow life and this shadow career, and everything about you is just false, right? And everything about you is not real because it's not who you truly are, right? So I've kind of been going through this, and a lot of things are stopping me from becoming who I truly am. And what happens when we get that fear, that uncomfortableness, that self-doubt, all those things that revolve around, especially as an up-and-coming business owner and someone who wants to succeed in an entrepreneurship type field, we get those feelings a lot. There's a lot of self-doubt. It comes with the territory. There's always going to be kind of the comparisons. There's always going to be self-doubt. You're always going to kind of play that game over how you think, and if you can make it, et cetera, et cetera. And what those things do is, you know, when you kind of get those feelings, you start to pull back into old habits and you start to bring back old things that kind of start to keep you in this place of comfortability and keep you from actually developing, right? And these are those addictions. And these could be habits, it could be anything, but these are your things that are keeping you amateur and not pro, is being able to kind of every day you wake up and you have that choice. He talks about it. You have that choice every single day to fight those demons and fight that resistance. And there's always going to be that resistance. There's going to be that part in your brain that says, hey, let's just take a step back. Let's just do these things again. Let's just go back into our little safe zone. And for me, honestly, the biggest things for me are two things, Instagram and YouTube. I'm going to dive into this real quick, but Instagram definitely has been a big one. I'm using it as an excuse to create relationships. Now, a lot of people are going to listen to this, and I've created majority of my friendships, my relationships with plenty of people in the fitness industry through Instagram. Instagram has been a great tool. But what I'll do is I'll go through and I'll kind of use those conversations as like an excuse to not develop into what I want to do. And it stops me from actually developing, you know, my skill set or learning, et cetera, right? Or something that I want to dive into more. I would also do that with YouTube. And I think the YouTube was kind of a big one that I've realized is, you know, I'm admitting this right now. Whenever I want to work or whenever I want to get on to work, sometimes I want to fall back into just watching YouTube and watching someone else do the work that I'm doing, right? Or go on Instagram, watch other people do it. And it makes me feel productive, but it's not actually productive, right? It's keeping me amateur. Right. The pros do the work. I was surfing on the internet. Right. I'm just staying there, just watching fucking videos all the time. And I've really come to these conclusions over the past few days. Like, I've really read this book really in the last like 4 days. So I'm still like processing it and everything and reflecting, but I've come to a lot of realizations. And these are the two things that I need to actually start to change. Right. And I need to change these habits. Right. And what ends up happening is when you try to trade, and this is what Stephen talks about in his book. So when you try to chase the true you, there's a lot of work that goes into that. When you want to go into a specific field, it's kind of like school. You're going to need to put in a lot of work to get the result that you want to get to. Right. We put in like 16 years of schooling to get the degree. Right? You know what I mean? Like, so it's going to be a lot of work, but if you want to go chase after something, right? But the one thing is you're going to want to settle when you want to go and do that work. You fall back into those addictions because it keeps you comfortable, keeps you from having to discover who you truly are, keeps you in that shadow realm, as he discusses and he as he describes it as. And, you know, I'm dreaming of, like, what I want to do is I want a full-time coach. I want to do some psychological work. Like, there's some things I really want to do. And I need to replace those addictions with the habits of a pro. What would a pro be doing if I was in that position to really, really become a pro at coaching or become a pro at psych work? What do I need to do? Obviously, one, keep on learning. It's the one thing I've done is I've realized, you know, why I was really successful off the bat when I signed up with Austin Stout as my mentor is because I went all in right on that learning and I started to really dive into everything and I started to immerse myself into all of it, right? And that's why I spent most of my waking time doing, right? Whereas I started to get into this comfortable environment where, hey, we stopped doing as much learning stuff and we started doing a bunch of application stuff and it started to kind of dwindle away my learning. And I'm like, cool, I kind of know a lot. I'm good. I know how to apply things. I'm good, right? So I started to get comfortable. I started to fall back into those Instagram and YouTube. And I'm like, why am I not growing? Why am I not getting to where I want to get to? And it's because I'm falling back into these habits where I could be expanding, right? I don't have a ton of athletes on my roster. I'll be 100%. I'm always 100% with this. So I could be replacing these habits with things I want to do. For example, I've read the most I have in the last 4 days than I have in the last like 6 months combined. And that's not saying much because they're not big books, but I've been reading, got this one from Jeff Hsu, The 7 System Plans. As you can see, if you look, watch the video, there's a whole bunch of sticky notes in here, et cetera, et cetera. I'm also still finishing up Turning Pro, but I think that this is a, but it's like, you know, I'm afraid, why do I go back to YouTube and everything? Because I'm afraid of missing kind of the current things or missing something, right? At the sake of my personal development. So, you know, I'm holding it to myself and that's why I'm putting it out here because I want to hold myself accountable for what I need to change and what I need to do better. And if I want to go pro in what I want to do with the rest of my life and what I think is the true me, and I know is the true me because I've been having these moments as of the last few days and these realizations over what's holding me back is I need to replace those habits. So like every opportunity I have to read, learn, challenge myself. Like I have courses that I haven't even listened to again. Go back and listen to those. There's always an opportunity instead of actually falling into the trap of just sitting here watching YouTube. Why am I not? I would always question myself. I'd always get heart racing feelings. I've always get kind of anxiety that I'm like, I'm not doing enough. Right. But I'd always say I'm doing enough to just pass by, but just passing by doesn't get you to where you want to get to. You got to really be willing to put in the work and be willing to kind of go through those phases where you go over what your balance is. Like you teeter that line of overdrive. And it's really cool because over the last few weeks and the last few days, I kind of had that sense where I've been trying to replace my habits and slowly working towards replacing these addictions with professional habits. And I think that this is a big one here is, how much are you willing to commit to turn pro and how much are you willing to do it? And, you know, I asked myself this week, I literally asked myself, I'm like, okay, am I truly giving everything I can? Am I truly putting all my effort into this? And the answer was no. Like looking back on it, like taking a reflection, the answer was no. I could be doing better and I can do better and I will do better. And I actually had a few of these conversations with my athletes this week. I was like, you know what? I can do better and I will do better. And it all comes with growth and being able to admit it to yourself. So my question to everyone is kind of take your time. I would say go read this book. It's pretty small. It's not too long. It's actually really able to read pretty well. And so I would go read it and read what his definition of addictions are and figure out what are your addictions? What is keeping you from getting the results you want to get to? I want to apply this to the physical realm. What addictions within fitness and stuff are holding you back? This is something that I want to work on too as well for myself. I want to work with my athletes for, and this is why I work with my athletes for, right? Is we pull out the habits that they, that are holding them back from achieving things. Typically it's like sleep and stuff like that. Like kind of like these lifestyle habits that can go a long way. So finding what your addictions are and pulling those out and confronting those, because if you want to become the best self you could possibly be, you have to dive in. And you cannot be afraid to face fear, self-doubt, some self-sabotage, etc. It's going to be there. That's what Steven's telling you. Is the difference between an amateur and a pro is an amateur will sink back into those feelings. A pro will face that fear head on and continue to do what they need to do despite the temptations around them to stay where they are. Because a human does not want to evolve. Human does not want to develop. When your mind thinks you're comfortable, it wants to stay here, right? You have no reason to grow other than for you, right? And, you know, I kind of wrote this because I kind of wanted to go through some of my reflections in here is, you know, we use these addictions and these shadow careers and the shadow life as ways of avoiding of diving into our true self because it's uncomfortable to confront ourself. And we seek that comfort because it helps us feel alive. It helps us feel alive. I put that in quotes, right? Because YouTube and Instagram makes me feel alive, right? So alive. So alive that it was leaving me incapacitated. That's what it was. It was leading to incapacity. That's what Steven actually discusses. And this is why I came to that realization is because, okay, so I'm staying in the same spot. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not growing, right? I'm not truly growing. Those addictions help us go nowhere. You may think they're helping you get somewhere because you're relaxing, you're staying stress-free, etc. But in reality, it's just keeping you from doing you, right? And then when you sit on those addictions and the failure that comes with those, right, is you kind of give up the opportunity to grow and develop. And it's, you will forever be in this spot if you do not go and face those addictions and go and change those, right? And so what am I doing? Obviously, I'm reducing my YouTube time. The one thing I've been doing, obviously, is reading more. that's the one thing I want to do. So like, actually at night, like even my nightly routine could get better. What am I going to do? Usually I would end my night with watching YouTube, an hour of YouTube. Well, why don't I read something that's going to interest me? So I got a book called Hunter-Gatherer's Guide. That teaches us humanity and kind of like the evolution of humanity and like different types of how we came with like fire and everything like that and how we developed and things in culture that developed. And that's something I want to read. And that's something that actually intrigues me, right? Because we need to know the human first and how they evolved to kind of understand how we can help it. And so that's something that interests me. So I'm going to read about it. The Seven Systems Plan, right? That's what I'm going to read, right? To learn and develop and grow like my mind with my coaching ability and then like turning pro, finishing that. I just ordered like 3 more books so I can continue to keep this trend up. So I'm not staying in one spot. So I don't have a reason to fall back on those addictions. Setting limits on my Instagram and phone use. Just because I want to put in the work to where I want to become and sticking on social media honestly is going to become a drag, and it's why I'm trying to get off of it. So the people who have my number, it's great because I'm starting to use it less and less and less and just want to use it to kind of put content out, work on my business. That's it. Limit the time I'm on there. Buy more books. I just taught about this, but it's really weird. I had this weird thing where, hey, I would go into my Amazon and I like add all these books to my cart, but never purchase them. And I think it was, you know, fear of like failure, fear of poverty. You know, I have to have a better relationship with money, right? That the money I invest into these books, I'm going to get back, right? It's the same thing in my education. The more I invest into my education, the more I 100% think I'm going to get it back. And I think that's going to have, that's it. And then I think my time to kind of step away is I now have time where I chat with friends. I FaceTime certain people. I chat on the phone with certain people while we're walking, et cetera, et cetera. We kind of use steps and chat and enjoy like an hour. That's going to be my time away, right? That's going to be like my break time, right? And actually use that and finding a hobby too that doesn't rely on like social media or things like that or with my phone. I really want to dive into a newer hobby that's going to challenge me outside of the fitness realm, just because I want to get into something different. And I got to find what that is, but I haven't really found that one yet. But my habits, my pro habits need to be the reading, the journaling, you know, focusing what I can add to make me better. Like the podcast, like doing more episodes of the podcast, doing more solo episodes. Like I really want to get these out here. I'm hoping that this is helpful. I don't know who's listening to this at this point, but I really hope this is helpful. But, you know, I could see that why I'm here and why I'm getting there is I don't need to become addicted to what those things are. I need to become addicted to getting better and always striving to getting better and changing what I'm also focusing, what I consume too, as well, right? What I'm bringing in, podcasts. When I go on walks, podcasts, stuff like that, like instead of watching YouTube or something on a walk, like, you know, listen to a podcast, listen to a nice informational, you know, get audiobooks, etc. Like always fighting for more and fighting the resistance, right? And the one thing is we don't become conscious of these until we come to this realization, right? These things, until the past week, have been very, very unconscious. So it's something I kind of taken note of. My mind was taking note of. My true self was telling me, hey, these are it. And I was not willing to accept that. And so you have to be willing to accept what these addictions are when they start to present themselves. And you won't notice it because a lot of these things are unconscious. You kind of just fall back because they're habits, right? Whereas now, if you read this book and you kind of do everything that I'm kind of doing with reflecting and actually doing that, which I think is step one to using any self-help books or anything like that, is you need to reflect. That's why it takes me so long to read, actually, and why I think I struggle with it is because I know I'm a slow reader, but I use that to reflect and analyze because that's just who I am. I am definitely an analyzer. And I always try to kind of learn from everything that I do. So, that's it there. But once your addictions become conscious, then you could start to change. Okay, what do I need to get rid of? Okay, what do I need to replace it with? Right? Etc. And so, you know, I think this is a big thing that I wanted to kind of challenge you on and kind of talk about a bit more. It's just challenging you on what are your addictions? What could possibly be your addictions? Like, take some reflections off this episode. And really kind of dive into your own life, dive into what is stopping you, whether that's stopping you from getting like to your fitness goal, whether that's stopping you from getting to your career goal, or where you want to get to in life, or what do you want to do? Right. Sometimes we aren't living our true selves. And how do we know that? Because, you know, like, but you got to go and figure that out for yourself. Like, are you truly doing what you want to do? Are you truly chasing after something that your true self wants you to go after and wants you to become? Like, those are the questions you have to ask yourself. And so, you know, you may get distracted. It's going to take time, but you got to wake up every single day with a purpose. And I wake up now differently today than I did 4 days ago when I started reading this book. I can tell you that. And it was pretty cool because I had this moment at my parents' place where everything all started. So it's kind of cool to kind of have that roundabout with everything and kind of have this moment of consciousness and awareness over what is holding me back now and where I need to go, where I need to be, where my person needs to be, what I want to do, etc. Like coaching and psych work is something I really want to do. And so, you know, I'm going to go and figure out a way to go do it. Right. And the one way is beat my addictions, because it's the one thing that's going to stop me, right, from being who I need to be. And so, yeah, you know, just fight the resistance, stop waiting for things to happen. Go get things to happen. Stop thinking you deserve more. If you think you deserve more where you are, you most likely aren't putting in the work. And that's something I've come to realize is I've been talking with Braden and Dylan about this too. And it kind of came to a conclusion the other day when I was talking to Dylan, is I've been waiting for things to happen. Well, now I'm going to go and make them happen. The messy action that I'm taking is making things happen. These quick decisions that makes me very, very uncomfortable is going to make it happen. So, you know, I want to invest as much time as possible and not wait and go chase. So, hey, if you guys enjoyed this episode, hopefully it impacted you in some way. I really, really love these ones. If you actually listen to this and you really like this episode, I would love to do more. I think as I start to read more, I'd love to kind of give my reflections based upon books I'm reading, different books, etc. And where I want to chase after and kind of my journey through this next phase of my life, is I definitely want to kind of journal it out, not just for myself, but for other people to kind of see, hey, how am I growing? What can you take away from it? I want to be real too, right? There's no better way to be your true self than to be real. If I'm saying everything's all fine and dandy and then I'm growing when I'm truly not, what does that show you? That just makes me lie to myself, and not be honest with that I could be doing more and that I could always be chasing more and I could always be doing better. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I'm going to do for my athletes. That's what I always do for my athletes is I want to make them the best, but how can I make them the best if I'm not my best self? Right. That's why I ask myself now. So now I'm waking up with more of a purpose, more of a burning desire to kind of chase after what I want. And it's pretty cool to have the help of some of my friends guide me through some of these things and talk with me through some of these things. So you guys know who you are, and I will definitely be doing more of these episodes as we go through this, and I will be documenting a lot more, but I haven't created a solo episode in a while, and I think this one's a banger. So if you guys enjoyed this one, as always, share on your Instagram. Share with a friend. Someone might need to hear this. I think this one's actually really important for someone to hear. And yeah, if it impacted you, share on your Instagram story, tag me in it, go subscribe to the podcast, on Spotify and Apple, and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And, you know, message me if you got impacted by this too. I will still check my Instagram DMs, just not as often. And I will try to maintain what I need to maintain. So, yeah, you guys know where to find me. If you guys enjoyed this episode, hopefully you did. And I'll catch you guys next time on the Ace of Beta podcast.